The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Carnes joins us. Morning to you.
Thanks, Steve.
Donald Trump has outlined that he wants to reform the tax system in the US. Has he got any chance of getting it through Congress?
No, he does. He does, in fact. I mean, the Republicans have the votes. They can push it through, even if they have to do it with a simple majority. What's interesting is watching two paradigms at work. On the one hand, you have Democrats who are saying the president has to raise revenue to finance tax cuts. Well, revenue to the government does primarily come from taxes. So if you cut taxes, by definition, you probably need to cut the size of government. But the Democrats are essentially saying, no, we want to continue spending just as much as we always do. So let's give people a tax cut. We like that idea, but now we have to find revenue to pay for it.
Sounds like a typical Democrat way to run the country to me.
It's what they've been doing, and you can't just keep borrowing the money. And so that's kind of the issue. Now, the president is not talking about where spending might be cut, and the other side of it is they think that because the tax cuts could be a spur to the economy, that ultimately the economy will then generate the kind of income through income taxes and other things, increased revenues to the government to make up for it over a period of years. In the meantime, it'll bring in about $1 trillion less. Of course, these days, when you're more than $20 trillion in debt, what's another trillion, right?
Yeah, exactly. But speaking of money, you're going to need, from your budget, a huge amount of money for the hurricane and flood relief packages across Texas, down into, of course, Florida and even into Costa Rica. Where's that money going to come from?
Well, that money's going to come from the current budget. They can move things around in order to get that money, and the Senate is pressing ahead with $36.5 billion in hurricane relief. That will also give Puerto Rico a lot of money. They need it. The emergency disaster account from which these things are paid is down a lot. It needs to be replenished. It'll provide about $16 billion for that and to financially troubled federal flood insurance program because of the Harvey-related claims in Texas and Florida and that sort of thing, and Irma. So you got Harvey and Irma, and you got devastation in so many places. We've got to find the money somewhere, move it around, get the money. They're not really arguing about where to get it. They know they have to do it because they've got people who still have no electricity in Puerto Rico, for example.
People that
don't have clean water.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's going to take a long time to repair that. The Baseball World Series is one of the great sporting events of the year. Who's playing this year in the World Series? I think the first game's in L.A., isn't it?
It is, and it's tomorrow night. The World Series is the Los Angeles Dodgers. They have home field advantage, so they get to play first. And of course, the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees in the seventh game yesterday. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. It's the way it should work out, in fact. I mean, this is a Yankee fan talking, and I hate to see the Yankees not make it, but the Dodgers and the Astros were the two winningest teams in baseball for the National and the American Leagues. So it makes sense that they would make it to the World Series. These days, by the way, I used to think we had a lot of gall calling it the World Series since it was like the American Baseball Series. But there are so many players from all over the world who play. It's a fairly apt term these days.
Yeah, it's almost like the United Nations of Sport, the number of players from other countries playing baseball in the States. Thank you, Harley Carnes. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Alrighty, thanks.